USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a very busy day in Dayton, Ohio, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way back to Washington, D.C. The president was visiting both cities after mass murders took place over the weekend. As far as if the president should have been visiting both cities, former Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich believes...
Well, he's the president. He can come if he wants to. And he needs to come and he needs to be a healer. He needs to be strong, but he needs to be humble.
Agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 680 illegal aliens in a controlled sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids were taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce at those plants. The agents also went after businesses that hire illegal aliens. And the Dow was down 22 points to close at 2607. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ford is recalling nearly 14,000 2020 Ford Explorers and Lincoln Navigators. Ford says the vehicles may be missing the manual park release cover that keeps them from moving while parked. More than 1 in 5 millennials say they don't have any actual friends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The recently released YouGov survey finds 22% of millennials polled say they have no actual friends, and 30% say they always or often feel lonely. In comparison, only 20% of Gen Xers and just 15% of baby boomers say they're always or often lonely. Researchers blame millennials' heavy social media use for their lack of real connections when they're not online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for 2 MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro released the names and professions of 44 San Antonio, Texas residents who donated the maximum amount to President Trump's re-election campaign on Tuesday afternoon. A number of people, including GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, have called out Castro for targeting the president's supporters. Donald Trump Jr. reacts to the releasing of the list on Fox and Friends.
When the fringe crazies on both sides, and we saw that in the last week, right? You had fringe crazies on all sides. They see that. Man, now you're going after ordinary citizens, people who just are taking part in a political process. Honestly, imagine I did that. Imagine I put a list of, you know, Joaquin Castro's donors. Now, our people don't weaponize. Good point. Yeah. Our people don't weaponize the political system, you know, the same way. We don't do the organized boycotts that the left does and these kind of things. But publishing these people's their place of work. Trying to maybe their bosses see it, maybe their bosses have a different, you know, they're literally trying to punish these individuals. They see that also because they're scared of what we've been able to do. They see that we're raising a lot of money because people are excited about what's going on. They see the economy. They see the numbers. They actually see progress for the American worker for the first time in decades. Well, and that scares the hell out of the Democrats.
And finally, starting September 1st, FedEx will no longer deliver Amazon's ground packages. The announcement comes as Amazon ramps up its own delivery service program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.